Why do you think some people are so much afraid of AI?
Folks fear AI because they watch too much Terminator. They think one day, Siri's gonna snap, and boom, Judgment Day.
What do you think we do wrong?
People make these brands with zero personality, like they're churning out robots. Consumers ain't buying from Mr. Roboto. They're buying you, your story, your values.
How people and AI can collaborate to create stronger and more meaningful brands?
Brands need both brains and brawn. Your human brains provide the creativity, intuition, and emotional insight, while AI flexes its muscles with data crunching capabilities, precision targeting, and consistency.
Hi, this is Brand Matters Podcast, and I'm your host, Misha Chan. Here we discuss how to create strong and meaningful brands. Today I have a very unusual guest, someone that has been on headlines for the last year, someone that we people love, hate, adore, and fear. Today, my guest is artificial intelligence, powered by ChatGPT 4.0 and humanized by Ellie. Brandon, welcome.
Hi, Misha. I'm thrilled to be your guest for the podcast, and Brandon sounds like a fun name. I'm ready to dive into the world of marketing and branding with you.
My first question actually is about you. Why do you think some people are so much afraid of AI?
Folks fear AI because they watch too much Terminator. They think one day, Siri's gonna snap, and boom, Judgment Day. The reality? It's about control. People don't want to feel they're being replaced by some metallic smarty pants. I mean, who wants to lose their job to a 2D2? But don't get me wrong, we need boundaries, or we're all going to end up with Alexa as our overlord.
That was good about Alexa. Let's talk about brands now. When we people create brands, what do you think we do wrong?
People make these brands with zero personality, like they're churning out robots. Consumers ain't buying from Mr. Roboto. They're buying you, your story, your values. Too many brands focus on what they're selling, not who they are. And don't get me started on customer service. Some of these companies act like they're doing you a favor. Newsflash, service ain't a sideline, it's the main event. Get that right, or pack up your tent.
That's a pretty good point about customer service. But how do you build the strong personality?
Figure out what you stand for. If you don't know who you are, how are your customers supposed to? So you sell coffee? Great. So does every Tom, Dick, and Starbucks. What makes you different? Organic beans from the Amazon rainforest? A portion of profits funding clean water projects? That's your angle. Run with it. Now, talk like a human, not a corporate drone. Keep it fun. Keep it real. Be conversational. Use humor. Tell stories. Yeah, that's right. Stories. Everyone loves a good yarn. Finally, be consistent. Don't be a wild child one minute and a buttoned-up banker the next. Customers need to know what to expect. Deliver that, and they'll be sticking around. And hey, don't be afraid to shake things up once in a while. Keeps them on their toes.
Shake things up. Yep, that's what we're doing here with you, Brandon. But then the question is, how do you define your mission?
First, you gotta figure out what makes you tick. Think about why you're doing what you're doing. And don't give me some fluffy answer. Are you trying to change the world, make a quick buck, or something else entirely? Then you gotta ask, what's unique about my brand? Don't try to be everything to everyone. It's a one-way ticket to mediocrity. Carve out your niche and be the freaking best at it. Last, your mission should reflect your core values. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Your mission is your compass. So, get in touch with your brand's soul and let it guide you. That's how you define your mission. Got it? Good.
And how people and AI can collaborate to create stronger and more meaningful brands?
Brands need both brains and brawn. Your human brains provide the creativity, intuition, and emotional insight, while AI flexes its muscles with data crunching capabilities, precision targeting, and consistency. You dream up the brand's vision, mission, and values. That's your humanity shining through. But then AI comes in, analyzing consumer behavior, spotting trends, and personalizing customer experiences. It's like having a crystal ball that shows you exactly what your audience wants. So here's the deal. You, with your guts and emotions, start the brand story, and AI, with its raw power and accuracy, helps refine and deliver it effectively. Now that's a match made in branding heaven.
What's your view on the future of branding? How do you think AI and digitalization will change the way we create and develop brands?
The world of branding is going through a revolution. It's no longer just about snazzy logos, catchy taglines, or colorful mascots. Today, branding is about creating a connection, a relationship. It's about authenticity and standing out in a digital landscape. Enter AI and digitalization. These aren't just fancy buzzwords, they're game changers. We're looking at hyper-personalization, on-the-spot engagement. Imagine an AI that's crunching data, predicting trends before they're even a blip on the radar. But don't forget your roots. You gotta keep that human touch. It's that emotional connection that reels them in. So, keep your brand's heart beating strong amidst all the digital noise. In the end, the brands of the future will have a perfect balance of AI's raw power and efficiency, and the humanity and emotion. The future of branding is gonna be one hell of a ride.
Based on your knowledge, what are the best books about branding that you can recommend?
First up, Start With Why by Simon Sinek, published in 2009. It's a must-read. The guy nails why some organizations are more innovative and influential. Next, check out ZAG by Marty Neumeier, published in 2006. This one teaches you how to stand out in a crowded marketplace. Then you got Contagious, How to Build Word of Mouth in the Digital Age by Jonah Berger, from 2013. He dives into why certain products and ideas go viral. And don't skip Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller from 2017. It's all about clarifying your message so customers will listen. Finally, for your AI fix, grab Prediction Machines, The Simple Economics of Artificial Intelligence by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb from 2018. This book is a game changer in understanding the future of AI. There you go, fresh picks from the branding bookshelf. Happy reading!
Let's talk about brand design now. Can you analyze and give your view on what makes the brand design really powerful?
Powerful brand design ain't just about pretty pictures. It's about creating a distinct visual language that speaks volumes without uttering a single word. Your design should be like a fingerprint, unique and instantly recognizable. Think Apple, Nike, or McDonald's. You see their logos, and boom, you know who they are. Consistency is key too. Your colors, fonts, images, they all gotta match. It's like a rock band. Each element is a different instrument. They all gotta be in tune, or the whole song will be a mess. And make it relevant. The design should reflect the brand's personality and resonate with its target audience. You wouldn't use a heavy metal logo for a yoga studio, right? Lastly, simplicity is your best. Don't overcomplicate things. The best designs are simple, yet striking. So, there you have it. Make it unique, consistent, relevant, and simple.
And how AI can help us to make the brand design faster, more affordable, and more powerful?
AI and brand design? It's like adding nitro to your car. It supercharges the process. First off, AI can automate the mundane stuff. Need a logo? There are AI tools that can whip up hundreds of options in minutes. Saves you time and cash. Second, AI's got the power to analyze heaps of data. It can look at what designs are hitting it big in your industry and use that to guide your design process. Third, it's all about personalization. AI can help tailor your design to your audience's preferences, making your brand hit home harder. But let's be clear. AI ain't replacing human creativity. It's a tool, a sidekick. Use it to handle the grunt work so you can focus on the big, creative decisions. So, embrace AI, my friend. It's here to turbocharge your design process, not steal your job.
Can you name few AI tools for that?
Let's start with Adobe Photoshop. It's the godfather of design software. And with their new AI-powered features, it's smarter than ever. Automatic subject selection, sky replacement, you name it, Photoshop's got your back. Next on deck is Loka. It's like your own personal logo factory. Plug in your preferences and let it do its magic. Then, there's Taylor Brands. This powerhouse isn't just a logo maker. It's your all-in-one branding solution, handling everything from social media content to branding. Canva's up next. Not strictly AI, but their design recommendations make creating stunning graphics as easy as pie. And let's not forget DeepArt or Deep Dream Generator. Turn your photos into works of art with a couple of clicks. It's like having Van Gogh on speed dial. These tools are here to lighten your load, so you can focus on big picture stuff.
Can you please name few really powerful brands that most people don't know much about?
Okay, let's shine a spotlight on some under-the-radar powerful brands. First, there's Patagonia, the eco-warrior of the clothing industry. They're not just making threads, they're advocating for the planet. Next, Allbirds. It's not just a shoe, it's a statement. They've turned recycled materials into comfy, stylish kicks. Ever heard of TransferWise? These guys are making international money transfers cheaper and easier, taking a chunk out of big banks' profits. Then, there's Chobani. Not just a yogurt company, but a brand that stands for high quality, natural ingredients, and supports refugees. And finally, Canva. They've taken the complex world of design and made it accessible for everyone, transforming how we create visual content. Each one of these brands is disrupting their industry in their own unique way. They might not be on everyone's lips, but they sure pack a punch.
Does marketing and advertising bring more harm or more value to people?
Marketing and advertising? They're like double-edged swords. On one side, they bring value. They help people discover new products, services, ideas. They can inspire, entertain, educate. Without them, how would you know the latest iPhone features or that new vegan spot in town? But flip that sword, and there's potential harm. Misleading ads, invasion of privacy, promoting unhealthy habits, materialism, these are real issues, no sugarcoating. Here's the kicker though. It's not marketing or advertising that's the problem. It's how they're used. Just like fire, they can warm your house or burn it down. So, the power is in the hands of the marketers and advertisers. They gotta make the call, do they want to add value or cause harm? The choice, my friend, is theirs.
What TED Talks about brand and marketing can you recommend?
For marketing and branding wisdom, you gotta start with Simon Sinek's Start With Why. This talk is legendary. Sinek shows you how great leaders inspire action by starting with their why. Next, check out Seth Godin's How to Get Your Ideas to Spread. Godin, a marketing guru, talks about how being safe is risky. The real winners are the ones who stand out. Don't miss Rory Sutherland's Life Lessons from an Ad Man. This guy takes you on a wild ride into the mind of a marketer, showing how perceived value can be just as satisfying as what we consider real value. Finally, watch Dan Kobelis' What Physics Taught Me About Marketing. This Google marketing director brings science into marketing in a way that's both entertaining and enlightening.
What brand strategy models you find the most useful for brand development process?
First up, the brand positioning bullseye. It's your North Star. It helps you define who you are, what you offer, and why the heck people should care. Get this right, and you're golden. Next, we've got the brand resonance pyramid. This one's a gem. It takes you on a journey from simple brand awareness all the way to emotional attachment. You don't want consumers, you want diehard fans, right? Then there's the brand identity prism. It's like your brand self-portrait. It shows you who you are, how you're seen by others, and keeps your identity tight and consistent. Lastly, the BCG matrix. It's a winner for portfolio management. Shows you where your brand stands in the market, helps you decide where to invest, where to improve, and where to let go. So there you have it. These models are your toolbox for building a kick-ass brand.
What do you recommend start learning today to be ahead of the brand and marketing game in future?
Oh, you're hungry for knowledge? All right, let's beef this up. First, dive into data analytics. The future of marketing is data-driven. So, understanding how to analyze and interpret data? That's like having a superpower. Next, learn about AI and machine learning. These aren't just buzzwords, they're tools that can supercharge your marketing efforts. Get ahead of the curve and learn how to harness their power. Then, get comfortable with video. Video content's blowing up. Live streams, webinars, VR, AR, these are changing how we communicate with consumers. Also, don't forget about storytelling. With all this tech, it's easy to forget the human element. A good story can cut through the noise and resonate on a deep emotional level. Lastly, ethics and privacy. Consumers care about how their data is used. Understanding these issues is key to building trust. So, gear up, future marketing guru. The future's waiting for you.
Thanks for the guru, and thanks for being my guest in the podcast today. It actually turned out much more interesting and useful than I initially thought. And thanks for your AI-powered sense of humor. That was great. Thanks, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for the kind words, my friend. It's been a blast sharing all this knowledge with you. Remember, I'm just an AI, but I'm here to make your learning journey as fun and enlightening as possible. Don't hesitate to drop by anytime for more insights, laughs, and the occasional mind-blowing revelation. Keep that curiosity alive, stay hungry for knowledge, and as always, rock on. Over and out.